That's right. The Drive is live. As I said here, man, we're live here, Home Run Dugout here in Katy. It is Football Friday here, and we are at Home Run Dugout here in Katy, presented by Pepsi. Thank you for joining us. Listen, man, we'll get through this thing. I'm very concerned from some of our listeners. For the people who roll with us, I'm very concerned with Tyler Milner. This feels like a late night whiskey drinking thing where he's somewhere in the house cussing out things with nobody else around him and just losing his mind.
Yeah, there were a lot of four letter words and bad feelings. And still are this today.
I was going to say that hadn't gone. This show will only bring that back up more, but that's all right. We're gonna roll through it, and I kind of want to kick this thing off. By the way, I do want to get that across here. As I said earlier in the crosstalk, Clint, three different four packs we're hooking people up with to see Casey Donahue. You're familiar. I'm not familiar with Casey Donahue. I'm not gonna lie to you, but you said that's my best
friend Junior.
There you go. That sounds
like he lives three trailers down.
Yeah, I mean, he's got a little better voice than that, but you're on to something. Drove Me to the Whiskey is probably my favorite Casey Donahue song, but I vibe a little different. But yeah, he's really good. Been around, been doing his thing for a while. Not just great music, but obviously the Texas red dirt, Texas country roots, and he's, like I said, been doing it a while, so he's got a collection where, boy, you can enjoy the hell out of every damn moment of a Casey Donahue concert. So, yeah, that's big time, man, for us to be able to give away those tickets. They do it big out here at Home Run Dugout. The whole operation, the food is off the charts. The entertainment on a daily basis from the batting bays where you can get up there and hit, and for the kids, for the adults, for whatever kind of party. Ron, I know your youngster had a party here, and hell, even the adults, you get a little look at a date night out here, man. Yep. You can come out and hang.
Sure did. I came out here and threw my son's 10th birthday party right out here.
There you go.
And enjoyed ourselves here. So, it's a good time. By the way, to be more specific, one, as Clint talked about, very intimate concert venue. Like, you feel like you're right there close to them. So, and they have great concerts here. I know Clint was trying to get out here a couple of times for some shows, but in particular, what we have, we will hook somebody up with a four-pack of tickets to see Casey Donahue coming up next Friday, February 8th, right here at Home Run Dugout. We also have a four-pack of tickets that include VIP table for Casey Donahue, and then the big one will hook somebody up, Clint, with a four-pack tabletop to Casey Donahue and a $100 gift card right here to Home Run Dugout. So we've got a lot to hook people up with, not to mention two $25 Academy Sports and Outdoor gift cards for you to win as well. So get on out here, put your name in the raffle box, and have yourself a chance to win. You can get right in here, and you come right in, and you can't see us, we're right in the front. Also, Clint, I know as soon as you walk in the door to see us, the ultimate tailgate, the ultimate football tailgate package is there for you to get.
Yeah, the Academy Sports and Outdoors Ultimate Football Tailgate Package is big time, y'all. It's a $1,000 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors. It's also two tickets to our suite for the Christmas Day Baltimore Ravens game, Texans-Baltimore Ravens at NRG Stadium. The Odyssey Suite, which is 610 and all of our sister stations. We've got a great, great crew. It's a hell of a time. They do it right. And that should be a big game, and we'll all enjoy it. But you come in, you register for that by scanning the QR code there on the big advertisement right when you walk in the door. That'll get you registered, and then we'll pull a little later on here in the month and get that thing figured out. But a lot of big opportunities today, man. In a sense of not just showing up, hanging out, having a good time. You can win a little something.
Yeah, you can. All right, let's get to it. As I know, you were into the wee hours last night, into the 1 o'clock hour. You and Sean were talking about this loss. The Texans drop to 6-3 as they lose 21-13, and it could have been worse than that. And really, honestly, should have been worse than that. To be frank with you, but But I said crisis. Someone was texting in and said, this is DEFCON 1. Is that the appropriate feeling from anybody listening? Those of you on the 5-Hour Energy fan line, the 5-Hour Energy official energy shot of Sports Radio 610 and football super fans. Those of you on the text line, 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch. Is crisis, is that a fair term? Is it that big of a deal, even though they sit here 6-3, still with a two-game lead, essentially, in the AFC South?
Oh, yeah, look, I think it's fair, and I think it's accurate. This team ultimately needed a wake-up call, and they got it last night on primetime television versus a 2-6 football team. You know, the coasting by and all these damn, we're 6-2, don't worry about it, all these problems can be fixed. You know, we're winning these one-score games. If I hear about, guess what? Last night was a one-score game, Ron. Are we going to be talking about that in a month, about how that's thing? That's a great thing.
That one-score game when they dropped a surefire touchdown at the two.
Yeah, man, I'm so sick and damn tired of hearing about one-score
games. You kicked
a field
goal on second down.
And everything's fixable and all that kind of bull jive, man. I'm just so sick and tired of hearing about it. And the scary thing is, Ron, and to me, is – What we noticed last night, and we've got enough of a sample size now to be concerned about this, right? We ended yesterday's show, Ron, and I rattled off every member of management from a football perspective with this organization and how they have time and time again told us that everything's fixable and the protection and O-line problems is a lazy take and we're going to stay aggressive.
That's the one that got you.
Yeah, well, you touched me personally on that one right there because that's just not the case. And then CJ talking about staying aggressive and Bobby Slowick talking about, you know, everybody in the NFL does these things. We just got to execute better. And the problem with that is a lot of people, a lot of organizations say those things to appease the media, right, in the fan base. And then they go back in there behind the walls. And the thought is, the belief is, oh, no. They're back there getting things right. They're back there holding guys accountable. We just can't see it. They just can't. They're just not making it public, right? Well, the reality of it is, Ron, everything that I just said that I've heard coming out of this organization that I mentioned yesterday that I didn't like and I was not comfortable with, it mirrors the product that is Texans football right now. You go out there and you continue to do the same stuff over and over and over again. And you continue to laugh things off, and you continue to talk about it's fixable, and you can talk about holding guys accountable. Really, the only guy that's been held accountable is Kenyon Green at this point in time, and he's injured. And so,
by the way, again, to make that point, Kenyon Green is out for the season with that shoulder situation. So he is. You can't blame Kenyon anymore.
Yeah. So I guess I say all that to say my biggest concern is what we talked about yesterday in our last segment. It is exactly what we watched unfold yesterday. We watched the same protection issues once again. We watched the same approach from the quarterback and the play calling standpoint. We watched a defense that we've been worrying about their cover corners or cover defenders go out there and just show man-to-man coverage with guys that you know damn good and well can't run with Devontae Adams. And all of it bit them in the ass to the tune of what should have been a double-digit loss in primetime television to a 2-6 football team.
But to the point that you made, you did. You said that. I don't like what I'm hearing from folks out of the important voices, hell, any of the voices. And then after that game, after you walk up there and you get your ass kicked right from the jump to, as I said yesterday, the 15th seed in the AFC entering that game. Only the Tennessee Titans were behind the New York Jets in the AFC. You go out there and get your ass kicked.